For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Reverend Romeo Siao Mensa of the Macarius Church at Jering, Ghana. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Thank you. The great are you, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised. What an honor to stand before you. What a privilege to serve you. That great God Almighty, who created heaven and earth, who consider people like us to be in your presence. What a blessing. Thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this place. Thank you that it is you that speaks to the church, not the voice of a man. Therefore, speak what Jesus wants us to hear, and let the hearts of your people be touched. Even as your people hears your word, let the sick receive healing. Let the weak be strengthened. Let the sorrowful relieve them of joy. Let the burden be relieved of every burden. Even the poor, as he hears your word, give him direction for prosperity. You are a God that takes things that have been thrown away and turn it round for your glory. Let everybody become useful in your sight, even as we have come. By the time we leave here, may we leave here with testimonies in our mouths that we have had an encounter with you. We bless you for your assurance of your presence. For your words, where two or more people meet in your name, there you are in their midst. Therefore, Holy Spirit, let there be appearance of clothing tongues of fire sitting upon the head of everyone, that everyone will live here with a changed heart and mind to love you and to serve you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen for that. Please be seated. God bless you for coming. Hallelujah. Welcome to our second service. Are you excited about that? Already you can see that the place is too small for us. Amen. So we are working on it. Very soon we have to go to the other side, where we're going to put up a bigger tent to accommodate us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. I'm privileged to have my senior brother with me here, Mr. Kwadwo Boateng. That's my uncle's son, who I grew with. And he has lived in the UK for many years. But by the grace of God, he has come back to Ghana to be with us. So today we are privileged that he has come to visit us to worship with us. Mr. Boateng, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Those at the back, can you hear me? Is it working there?
Yes.
Okay. The pictures are coming. Powerful. Overflow. Can you give a loud shout for us to hear you? Okay. God bless you. Clap for them. Clap for them. Wow. So the church has chamber and hall. What a shock. It's a powerful place. And this is only the beginning of, you know, it was just a week ago we came here. And God has been gracious. How many are happy to see the place? And outside painting. Do you like the outside painting? Is it beautiful? God is wonderful. You see, I've left the other side for you to know that there's a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who serve Him. Between what God can do and what God, when we came, how the place used to be, and how God has changed our side. Anywhere you are, may God make a difference in your life. There's always going to be a difference as you serve the Lord. Genesis chapter 8, 22. The Bible says that while the earth remaineth, there will always be seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. While the earth remaineth, seed times and harvest time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That it will not stop. We just came out of a darkness of the night. And today, we have a day now we are here. In the next hours, it will turn back to night again. We go and sleep. And as we sleep, we say, it is night, dark. Then suddenly, a day will also appear again. Because God has made a covenant with humanity that this is how I'm going to operate with human beings. Amen. Amen. We all know the story of Genesis chapter 8. That is the story of Noah. And when the water ceased, this is the first reaction that God made a covenant of man that I'm no more going to destroy the world. But as long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest. What was the reason why God said? Because the Bible says that Noah made an altar when he came out of the ark and he made a sacrifice over the altar. And when the Lord smelled the sweet savor of the sacrifice in heaven, He decided to make a covenant with humanity that while the earth remaineth, there will always be seed time and harvest. And so this was the prophetic word that we heard on the 31st night when we're entering 2022 that God used our prophet to declare unto us. Amen. Amen. And I want everybody to believe the word of God. Because it can make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. Yes. And so last week, we started by learning the 8 seeds that the Lord showed us what we need to recognize, the 8 important seeds this year, that everybody, you must be careful as you are sowing. And know that you're going to be a harvest of whatever you sow. Amen. Amen. So let me try and conclude, and then next week we enter into another side of the message. Amen. Amen. We are studying this month, we are studying the book, Why Non-Tithers Become Poor. And how tithing Christians always prosper. Amen. Amen. How many expected God to make a difference in your life this year? A certain divine interventions That should change your storyline. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, there should be always divine intervention before there's a change of life. Hallelujah. Amen. If God's hand is not in it, it may not work well. So, 8 seeds. Number one, we learned of the seed into your flesh or into your spirit. So, because there is always a harvest time to anything you sow, you must be careful what you are sowing today. Are you there? You must be careful what you are sowing in your life today, because there is a harvest time to come. And the harvest time will take a certain long time before it happens to you. So if you don't take care and sow good seed, and you wait to the day of harvest, you realize that you have got more than you can carry. Amen. Whether positive or negative, learn it. That anything you are doing which is negative today, there is a harvest for you. And if it's positive today, there is also a harvest waiting for you. Hallelujah. So, the seed of the flesh, number one. I'm going to give you the 8 seeds. And then I'll go over them as our time are running. So the first seed is the seed of the into the flesh. Or seed into your spirit. That's number one. Number two is the seed. Please write it as I'm saying it so that everybody can pick the 8 points. So when you go home, you can study it further. Or the message will be on podcast so that it help you to, okay? The seed of money, okay? The scriptures are there. Let's pick it. I'm going to go through them. We are going to study them one after the other, but I'm giving you the points. The seed of money. Number three, the seed of righteousness. The seed of righteousness and lies. Okay? The seed of righteousness, number three, is the seed of righteousness. Number four, the seed of serving the Lord. The seed of serving the Lord. Number five, the seed of thorns. Thorns. The seed of thorns. Number six, the seed of the word. The word. Someone say the word. The seed of the word. Number seven, the seed of soul winning. The seed of soul winning. And number eight, the seed of planting. 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 The seed of planting a church or planting a soul. Hallelujah. So let's go over them again. Number one is what? Please. The seed and two of the health. Of the flesh. Number two is what? The seed of money. Number three is what? The seed of what? Righteousness. Okay? The seed of righteousness and lies. Number three, number four is what? The seed of serving the Lord. You guys, you are changing the message I'm preaching in first service is different from the message I'm preaching in second service. So you can't follow me, like you can't just say that that's what I said. That's why you have to learn how to follow. Because I knew the congregation I was preaching to in first service. And the congregation I'm preaching to in second service. So don't sit there and do your own thing. So number one, we are starting again. The seed of the flesh or the seed of the spirit. Okay? Number two is what? The seed of money. And that is where we put appreciation inside it. It's also part of it. Number three is the seed of righteousness. Okay? Number four is what? The seed of serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. The seed of serving the Lord. Okay? Number five, the seed of thorns. Thorns. Somebody say thorns. In Kasaye, and then we thorns. The next one is the seed of the word. Number six, the seed of the word. Say the word. Say the word. Number seven, the seed of soul winning. Winning souls. It's a seed. That's number seven. Very powerful. Number eight, the seed of planting churches or planting something. Planting a church or planting a business. Planting. There's a seed of planting something in your lifetime. Amen. Amen. Some of you, the seed of planting is going to be your major blessing throughout the year. Because God is going to touch, put something in your heart to start something new. Amen. Amen. You know, when you are young, you learn how to plant a business, start a business. As you are growing, you see that the company has become bigger. But some of you waste your money until you are about 55, almost 60. I feel a lot of us started business. You didn't learn the seed of planting when you were young. Amen. Because it takes a long time for a business to thrive. It takes a long time for a church to grow. So you need to learn how to plant things at a very youthful age, tender age. Because remember, we are talking about seed time and harvest. Amen. Amen. There are people who are, as they are dying, they have become poor. Because while they had the time to sow into investments, they wasted the resources. So when the time came for them to harvest, they were poor. So they died as poor people. Even though they had a chance to become prosperous. It's plantings. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here of God? Amen. Are you listening to the message of God? Amen. So the first thing we are learning is the seed of sowing into your flesh. Your flesh. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7 and 8. Bible said that be not deceived. Quickly, please. The one, those on the machine, we are in a, you have to break it. Galatians 6, 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You can't mock God with your life. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth. Are you a man or you are not a human being? Are you a human being? Yes. God said, any human being, no matter which country you live in, which place you stay, whatsoever you sow, as long as this. Remember, the best scripture is Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, which says what? As the earth remaineth. As the earth remaineth. Seed time and harvest will never cease. So that is why whatever you are sowing, you must expect. So he said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The next verse, verse 8. Okay? For he that soweth to his flesh, you sow to your flesh, your feelings, your desires, your satisfaction, Smoking is for your self-satisfaction. Drinking is for your self-enjoyment. Sex is a fornication is a self-enjoyment. It's not you and somebody just another woman being making your flesh happy. But it doesn't mean that there's a blessing in it. That's how God prepared marriage. So there's a difference between marriage and fornication or adultery. The same two human beings doing the same thing, but because this one is not on the right way, okay, it's called sin. But when you do it this way, it's called blessing.
I need a blessing.
How many, do you want a blessing one or you want the curse one? Yes. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. The word corruption is destruction. You will destroy yourself. Watch anybody who have been drinking. You see that the body, when you meet the body at a certain age, it's shaking. Destruction has come into the body. But you see, when he was sowing at a tender age, he didn't know that one day he'll be reaping shakings as he's going. Shaking. Young men who have been having sex, when they grow, say that they, there's a pipe inside your system. You can't even wee-wee. You see, but at that time they were sowing, they weren't thinking that there's going to reap destruction of the body. Many reasons why people die young is because of the destruction of their bodies.
Come on!
Destruction of the body. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh. The body now, the age when he was at the hospital. Now, so check. Because when you were enjoying, you didn't know that this is the outcome of where it's going to lead you. So you see, destruction has entered the body. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap what? Life everlasting. That's why you see somebody can grow to about 80 years, very strong. Energy. Hey, vitality. Because wise people were sowing into their flesh, some people were sowing into their spiritual life. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. So which one do you want to sow into? It's your choice. That's what I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you. Okay. So that is the seed of the flesh. Isn't that true? Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says that for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Romans 8, 5. For they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. You see, when you live your life by only thinking about what your flesh is desires. Many ladies spend their time in the saloon hours just to do your hair. Only hair. 3 hours, 5 hours in the hair. But ask the person, have you read the Bible today? Have you prayed today? They don't have time for that. But they have sown into their flesh. Many ladies have sown their houses into their heads. Houses that they could have sown into their flesh. Yes. They have sown into their flesh. Dressings. You could have bought a plot of land by now. But you sown all the money you had gone into dressing. When we come to your room, 7-story buildings of shoes. But all your investment has gone into it. Yes. Father, you would have had lands in this area, is not true? How many land would you have acquired by now? About 100 plots of land. But they were all used to do drinking to the flesh. He gathered his friends and said, Jale, make we boost. What the party day today? Chanana, chanana, chanana. Hey, mama, ye be sebu. Yeah. Every money that came into their lives were used for their flesh. So when we are struggling to get a land, look at you, I become a pastor, we are struggling to get a land. But this time, you should have given us a land free of charge. You see, the land, the people who were selling land here, said, oh, they were his friends. They said they even were forced to buy and pay later. He said, oh. See, the flesh was the driving force of his investment. And listen to that, I'm teaching you today. Many of you, this is why God is going to make you a prosperous person. And you shall be a prosperous person. If you listen to this message carefully, if you sow into your spirit, that instead of the money going into drinking, smoking, and a girlfriend you have never seen her but talks before, but you have transferred already 2,000 cedis to the person. You should invest it into something else. Why the lady is disappointing you? Read your Bible and pray. And look for, and invest the money into something else. One day when the lady see you driving your BMW, she herself says, hey, this BMW, because of me that you will be my wife. He says, no, be my wife. I'm just making myself happy. You are too old for me to come and propose to you. You are receiving wisdom to be a blessed person. Say amen. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Destruction again. You see, the Bible is projecting to you what is ahead of you, anything you invest in. To be carnally minded is death. Eh? But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Peace. What do you want? Look, when you get to after 55, after 50, that is when you see that whether you have peace of life. But that is why many of the things you sold when you were 25, it has started coming out. Yes. After 50, if God give you grace to cross 50, and you are crossing 50 is by the grace of God. That is why, rather, the thing you sold when you were young, it has started bringing fruits. Yes. For now, I could read secondary school university. But you don't have the money. Because you realize that all the money has been misused. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two. So go and read Romans chapter 5:8-10. They are all there for you, okay? Can you read a Bible? Are you going to read the Bible? Yeah. Sow into your spirit, not sow into your flesh. Number two, the seed of money. Okay? Number three, let me go to the next one. I'll come back to number two. Seed of righteousness. Righteousness is a seed. If you live a good life, that's what I'm saying, that why instead of using the money to do this foolish thing, you can use it to do spiritual things. That's choosing righteous way, right way of living without cheating, deceiving, okay? Being fast, smart. Don't think that you are smart, though. It's a seed. Anybody you cheat on earth, you reap abundance of it. When Jacob cheated his brother for blessing him, when he went to serve his uncle cheated him 10 times more. Yes. His own uncle. He cheated him 10 times. He said, you, my uncle, you cheated me 10 times. He said, 10 times you changed my salary. His own uncle. Because he didn't know that as he was cheating his brother to take blessings, there was abundance of fruit he's going to reap ahead of him. It took the grace of God to make me a blessed person. As long as this earth remains there, seed time and harvest. That's why be careful anything you are doing today, because there's a consequence for you tomorrow. Oh, yes. Righteousness. Live a righteous life. Be truthful. Be truthful to the person who has employed you.
and serve the person well, God himself will bless you. The person you are serving may not even bless you. You leave him. Don't cheat. You see, there are people, even in, when they are working for a church, you give them money, they want to cheat the church. Can you imagine? You know, it's unfortunate to give you this example, but Kobe, he still owes us our money. The rent we paid to him three or four years ago, that we have let the place give us our money, say he won't give money to us. I want to ask myself, I hear this man as a reverend minister. Yeah. One day I met him and said, but you are not a reverend minister. It's a church money. It's not my money. Church money. A church. Look at how we struggle to get rent. And we are giving it to you for so many years. We are not more staying there. Give us our money back. Yeah. Up to now. If you, he's, anybody who assists you, tell him that. I'm telling him that it's a seed he's sowing. I'm not cursing him. It's a seed he's sowing. That if a church, not even individual, a church money, it's still locked up. If you say you won't give it to us, God, you are a pastor, and another pastor's church money, you say you won't give it to us. It's a seed. It's a seed. It's a seed. That is why, see, when you know this is it, you don't fight people, because people who cheat you, you just thank. We say that's what Jesus Christ prayed for. The Jews said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. What they don't know, that as they are killing me, it's a seed they are sowing. And one day, another nation will come and kill all of them. And Jews have suffered too much since Jesus Christ died. When Herod was about to, what is the name? Pontius Pilate. Was about to release him. Said, this man, what does he do? He hasn't done anything. So I want to release him. Said, let his blood come upon us and his, upon us and our children. Because of hatred for him. Those of you who have hatred for your brothers, it's a seed you are sowing. Hatred. Somebody has not done anything. Just because you are envy the person. So you hate the person too much that you can go and gossip about that person. It's a seed you are sowing. And you will reap it beer. As long as the earth remains there. Seed time and harvest. That's why we must be careful. Those of you who like gossip. Very deep. Righteousness. Be careful that anything you do against somebody, it will be done against you. It will be done against you. That's why we are teaching you. I'm learning. You too learn. Look, I don't want to reap something that I maybe edit something bad that I've sown that I don't know. I pray. That's why we pray for forgiveness. Because salvation is not just God says stop what you are doing, but it's called this described as saving you from sin and the consequences of sin. See, you are saved from the sin that you are doing now. And then the consequence that your sin have been a cedar and can ever bow so as a person. God had to cut that one off, because if God is considering the wickedness you have done and the reward that is going to come against the punishment that's going to kill you, if God allows it, you'll be finished. So he said that he saved you to cut that chain also off from you. That is important. That is why salvation is very important. Because it's not only the sin you are committing, but the seed of the sin you have committed and the reward that was going to come upon you. And your, sometimes it's not even on you. It comes over your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. And God said, no. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I've cut you off from that place. So that you can now walk in my blessing, and your children, instead of suffering for what you did, I've saved them from also that. So now they come and walk in a different realm. That's why we pray about salvation. The seed of righteousness. Matthew 6:33. God's Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. And righteousness. This one said that Christians don't remember. They remember seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means I go to church. That one they know. But his righteousness, his righteousness, seek God's righteousness. Anywhere you find yourself, let the righteousness of God guide you. Amen. That is why we are saying that those of you who are married, you have girlfriends that you are staying with. It's not the righteousness of God as far as two people staying together is concerned. It's a wrong approach. It's not righteous in the sight of God. But your flesh is driving you into that relationship, and the woman is staying with you. He is not your wife. You haven't performed every rite. And every night, as the pastor finishes the preacher, you cannot slap a woman and then he's sitting and sitting and said, I won't do anything. You know what you are doing. The righteousness side is not being sown. Righteousness knows you. It's a seed. I'm preaching. So far, bro, let it be somebody. The seed of righteousness. If you cheat people, people will cheat you in a big time. If you deceive people, people will deceive you later in the long time. If you steal money from people that people have, your boss has entrusted you with something, and then you are what the connection then I must say. Some of you are storekeeper. Who are trying to be no one just can walk outside. Now with your brain, what the time, auto madam there we are. Now just can now that be a free about be shim. Now what the prophet? Some of that be a it's a seed. One day you also open the shop. One day you open the shop. God will bless you to open a shop. God will definitely bless you to make sure that you also open your shop. Oh yes. So that you can reap. No, we say, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never change. Clap your hands to the Lord. Amen. Are you there or go home? Number three. Number what? Number four, the seed of serving the Lord. Say, serving the Lord. See, when you start serving the Lord, you won't understand what it is until later in your years. Then you can understand that it's a blessing to serve God when you are young. Yes. It's a seed. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi 3, verse 14 to 18. The Bible says that, and you have said, you know, the people of Israel were saying that, it's vain to serve God. You know how people talk? Why do you keep going to church? For what? See, it is unbelievers and ignorant, spiritually ignorant people who ask this question. What is the purpose of going to church? Somebody once asked one of our lady pastors. She's a medical doctor with her own private hospital, married, blessed of children. So a colleague friend of hers asked her, but why have you been going to church? I thought it's only poor people and women who are looking for husbands who go and cry to God until they go to church. Many people have that thought that, why do we serve God? So he said, you have said, because you have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? What profit? What prophet have you kept that we kept his order and that we have walked before the Lord of hosts? I mean, what's the benefit of everyday church, what for? And God explained the answer. Verse 15. Quickly. And now we call the happy, the proud happy. You know, the people think that when you are, the wealthy people, when they are rich, they are very proud. And sometimes we think they are happy. See, when you are a Christian, you always may be tempted to envy unbelievers because of their prosperity. Oh, yes. Because you are young, that's why. When you grow small, you understand that. And you get there very soon. They that work wickedness are set up. It's like, in all their wickedness, they are still doing well. They are prospering. They are going ahead. I mean, we are out here, Jirigano, East Lagos. I mean, you say you are serving God. People are buying cars, driving nice cars, having fun, and all kind of things. And so you ask yourself, Mikra, why am I every day going to church? You are young. That's why. You don't understand. And that's what the people will experience. God said that. Okay? And now we call the proud happy. And they that work wickedness are set up. Yeah. They that tempt God are even delivered. Those even insult God. You see them doing well. If you like this evening, go run all the drinking spots in this area. Hey, what was a man for a job? But watch, keep reading. Then they that fear the Lord, they that fear the Lord, they speak one to another, and the Lord hearkened. The first thing is that God will begin to hear you. He hearkened, and he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. And that thought upon his name. Those who serve the Lord, their names are in the records of God. I see saying I'm you review what? I came to tell you, God has not forgotten you. Your name is in his book of remembrance. I say, your name is in his book of remembrance. So don't speak like unbelievers. Why do I have to go to church? What is the benefit of going to church? Now watch what God is speaking. The next verse, 17 and 18. He said, they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. Remember that you belong to God. The one who made heaven and earth, you belong to him. He said, they shall be mine. And he said, in the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son, that word, save him. Verse 18, then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serve God and him that serve him not. It is after a certain period of time, then you come back and discern and know those who have served God all these years and those who didn't serve God when they were young. And they spend their time having fun all over the world, thinking life is all about that. Have you ever gone? I can confidently tell you this. When you are young, there are a lot of things that attract you to think that it's a certain fun or glory somewhere. The difference is those who serve the Lord and those who serve the Lord. It will always come clear after a long time. It's a matter of time. That's why I was telling that if you look at Archbishop Duncan Williams, he didn't go to school. He finished class 3. Say class 3. Class 3. When he was going to university, Bible school, according to his own testimony, he couldn't write his name Nicholas. Nicholas. But you see, over the years that he has served God, the same period is almost when J.J. Rawlings came to power in Ghana. Not even age mate. But it's like they all came in the same limelight. He was a spiritual person. He was a political person. And here is a charismatic man who came to take over. He took over the country. He was 29 years old. 29. He ruled there for 19 years. By the time last year, after many years of ruling the country, today he's a corruption. It's corruption. You don't even remember him anymore. As you are talking now, he has become bones. But go and see action now. The man has... See, that's what you see. That as you are growing, I've seen my classmates. I've seen my village classmates. When we were serving God at 12 years with my grandmother in the village, when I joined her, he would take me and say, Presbyterian chorister, wearing robe. Long robe that is crossing the... I didn't understand what I was doing. But I've grown to see some of my cousins I started life with in my village, I can see a marked difference. Many of them are dead. Then I go to my home, I don't have classmates. I don't have friends. I don't have cousins. I remember them. They seem to be far ahead of me in life. They seem to be far ahead of me. But over time, as I remain faithful to serve God, I've seen the marked difference between those who serve the Lord. Because remember, it's a seed and harvest. For nothing at all, for me to even stand here to be preaching and as alive, it's a blessing. Should somebody wish you could have been alive? To be alive alone is a blessing. Between, say, you shall return and you shall descend. Descend means that you will see clear. See, when tares and wheat are growing, you will see it clear. But when it comes to the harvest time, then you see those that are tares and those that are wheat. The same way in the realm of the life, whether you like it or not, eventually this will become clear. Sometimes when people are dying, then they realize that what they started were wrong. So I'm encouraging every young man here, don't think that coming to church is a waste of time. It's a seed. It's only when you grow a certain age, then you know those who have served the Lord when they were young and how far God has brought them. By the grace of God, there is nothing that I don't have. But I remember I didn't have anything. When I came to stay with my uncle at East Lagos, I was nothing, I had nothing. But I remember all the thing that carried me along was that every time, church, at the point, I asked myself, me, why am I going to church plenty like this? Because all my mates and were in school, happy weekends. I had a friend, almost all my shoes and my dresses he was wearing in campus. So at the point that when I wear my dress, it's like it belonged to I said, I'll borrow somebody's dress. And I've seen how this guy, he has been in America since 1990. Since 1990, he has not been able to come to Ghana. We were sleeping together like this on bed. He was more spiritual than me. Because when the action started, he was one of them. But when he went to America, he said there's no God. So he stopped serving God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen, I'm preaching to you, young men. It's not a waste. Sometimes you have said it's a waste. What is the vain thing to serve God? But it's a seed. After some years, you begin to discern. You begin to discern. That reality will begin to dawn on you between those who serve the Lord and those who serve Him not. Serving God is not a bad thing. It's a blessing to serve God. You will reap abundance of blessings. You will reap abundance of peace. You will reap abundance of prosperity. You will reap abundance of joy. You experience real joy in your heart after some time. It's not true. I'm telling you. You will see a marked difference between those who serve the Lord and those who serve Him not. Sometimes even when people you go to funerals, you know those who serve God and those who don't serve God. Even at funeral session, as the people are even talking about, the tributes, if you read the tribute, you see those who serve God and those who didn't serve God. Sometimes you can see even at funeral ground, when the testimonies and the tributes are being read, is that they try to force some people who didn't serve God. They try to force all of us to believe that when he was alive, he did something small for God. Let me tell you, when your people die, they don't say that, he had 5 girlfriends. He could drink 1 carton of beer. It's not part of the thing even they use to describe you. So ask yourself, why do you waste your time and your energy and your money into those things that cannot even find itself even in your tribute? In your tribute, it will not be added there. It means that it is irrelevant. So if you have invested in all these things, you see that even in your funeral, even your funeral, it will mark a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who serve him not. May you, God bless you to serve him all the days of your life. Say amen for that. Hallelujah. Are you going to sow a seed of serving the Lord? Number what? Number five, the seed of tongues. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 7. Hebrews 6, 7 and 8. Hebrews 6, 7 and 8. Bible says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that comes often upon it, and bring forth herbs, meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth what? Blessings. The next verse. Can you see? Go back. You see there's a colon there. It explains that them is explaining further. Can you see that? But it's explaining further. What's that? What is trying to explain? Watch it. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be bent. Now listen to this point. It's very, very important. He said that those who receive, see, often people do you good. Often people do you good. Often people do you good. And instead of bringing appreciation and honor and reward to the person who have been pouring water on you, who have been taking care of you, your father who has been paying your school fees for you, your mother who has been praying for you, your auntie that you stay with, who have been a benefit to you by giving you food to eat, giving you a place to stay. After taking care of you, if you prosper and you do well, and you don't bring back to him and remember what he has done for you, and you instead of expecting good from you, you would start attacking the person and insulting the person and dishonoring the person. What it means is that you are sown a seed of thorns, and it's only you are going to reap curses. Curses will come into your life. That is why be careful when your father is. Bible says, honor your father and your mother. You don't do it. Your father, and the father is not only the one who has given birth to you, the one who has even taken care of you. Some of us, me, my uncle was almost my father. And I served him till the last time he died. Even after death, I was still serving his vision he had for my family. To fulfill his vision for him. Yes. See, because I remember I was nothing and nobody when I came to Accra. I was nothing and nobody. But by him, I was able to have a place to stay in Accra. And that was the reason why I saved him till he died. I saved him. And I have only seen blessings in my life. But many of you don't appreciate people who have been a blessing to you. See, the ground. What? Go back to verse 7. The ground. Always remember that you are a seed. You are on the ground. For the earth that drinketh. You see, when the rain comes, you drink. When the rain comes, you drink. When the person gives you this, you receive. When the person blesses you, you receive. When the person gives you that, you receive. And you have been receiving, and you become blessed. Then after you are prospered, instead of recognizing the person who helped you to become who you are, when the person comes to you, you say, but you are, who are you? That's what I say. For the earth that drinketh rain, offering that come upon it, and bringeth herbs, that if you bring forth good fruit to the person, or you appreciate what the person has done, you receive blessings. But when instead of a blessing, you bring thorns and curse, something that will pain the person who spent his money and his effort to raise you up. You make him pain, you do something to pain him. It's like you are putting thorns on him. Bible says you reap curses. I want everybody to learn how to appreciate people who came into your life. Do you understand? You know, this is my cousin. He's the one who brought me to my uncle. I was not close to my uncle. We were in school together. He said, Kofi, let's go home. So that day I don't talk to you. So no, I won't introduce you. Just introduction. My own uncle, he said, no, let's go. It is something that I appreciate all my life. For somebody to connect you and say that, come here. People don't know how to appreciate things. When you prosper, then you forget the one who helped you or connected you to blessing. That's what many of you don't pay tithe. You don't respect pastors. You don't honor pastors. For the many years that I've been here preaching to you, nobody, my birthday, how many people gave me gifts in this church? You see, because people don't appreciate people who have been pouring. See, Sunday after Sunday, I'm here to pour upon you. Rain. Rain of God. Rain of wisdom. Rain of direction for your life. Rain of prayer. Then Bible says, as I'm expecting you to bring me a blessing, then you start somewhere to attack me, attack my wife, attack anything I'm doing in this church. It says, see that Bible says, you are bringing curses to yourself. Be careful. You were nobody. See, what the, you, how you were struggling for the, nobody wanted to marry you. But only this lady said that, yes, I do. Only this girl, in the midst of thousands of ladies who tried to propose to them, nobody wanted to marry you. And this one said, yes, I do. And after you are married her, you maltreat her. You cheat her. You cheat on her. You deceive her. This scripture will be fulfilled in your life. After he has made you enjoy her for many times, rains have come upon you. Rain of excitement. Now, why are you eating? Won't kind of you? It's called the seed of thorns. It will bring you curses. Pray that you won't sow a seed of thorns to anybody who has been a blessing to you. And that is why many people receive curses in their lives. See, the Bible wrote it to, I'm not the Bible, I'm reading the Bible to see that anybody who responds with a tongue, you receive curses instead of blessing. That's why be careful how you relate with your father. Be careful how you relate with your boss in the office. Be careful how you relate to your pastor. These are the fathers God has given to you. And anything they say can come to you. Yes. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 14. Paul didn't give birth to Alexander the Macedonian. He was only a worker with him. But he said this guy, the wickedness he did against me, God reward him here. And it happened to Alexander the Coppersmith. Today we are reading about Alexander the Coppersmith because of the wickedness he did against Paul, who helped him to establish him. A coppersmith. I'm sure Paul even helped him to set up the business of coppersmith. Then at the time when Paul needed money to support his ministry, he said, oh, Franco has everyone. Oh, Paul, who are you? I said, Alexander the Coppersmith. He said, what do I need to be? Man, some of you, you are Alexander Smith. You forget the person who helped you to where you are standing. Oh, yes. And that is a bad seed never sow in your life. Because the Bible said that you bring curses to yourself. Whatsoever a man sow, he shall reap it. Even if you don't want to give to the person, if you don't want to give, at least in your mouth, speak well of the person and make reference to the person that it is this person who made me this. Don't be shy to tell people of who helped you. But many of us, it's like you don't even want anybody to know that you used to be a poor person. Elijah, maybe I'll prepare. Yeah, maybe I'll prepare. But always somebody will introduce you to somebody, or somebody will lead you to somewhere, somebody will recommend you. Somebody will say, oh, but this lady, is he good or not good? Somebody said, oh, he's a nice girl. That's the word, he's a nice girl. Gave you a certain energy to go ahead. If another person said, oh, he's not a nice girl, you wouldn't be the owner. Amen. There was a certain lawyer, a guy who wanted to marry two ladies in my church. His eyes was on this lady. And I told him that this lady rather is the one you need. So eventually, I helped him to get married to that lady. It took the lady how many, about 6 months after, to come to my office even to say good morning. After her standing and defending her in the presence of somebody, this lady is good. Please marry her. He said, no, I've heard this about. I say, I am telling you that she is good. I stood every test of time. When things were not even going to work, I stood there and said, it will work. I am her pastor. And after helping her to get the rings on her finger like this, two rings. It took her 6 months after the wedding. And the crown with him to just come and say, good morning, Reverend Awe. I said, hey, people don't remember things, crown. And see, that's why sometimes certain blessing doesn't flow into your life. People don't appreciate things. Especially, yeah, so for credit, just say, yeah, because when everybody is doing a wedding, everything is budgeted for. That is the only budget for. It's the very person who's declaring them husband and wife. The very person who is going to declare them. See, because your dress cannot make you a wife. Your shoe cannot make you a wife, but you are paid for it. It's not true. The MC who is going to MC your program is not going to declare your husband and wife, but will be paid for it. The food you eat, the people you meet, the invitation cards, the venue. You pay for all those. The one who's worse is going to say that from today, you are a husband and you are a wife. There's no budget made for him. There's no budget made for him. And no appreciation. Even after, my wife has suffered. Sometimes I look at her, counseling upon counseling. Sometimes the counseling is international. The person, somebody's in America, somebody's in Ghana. And she's in Ghana doing counseling for the two. The life on. Then you Zoom meeting. With her own paying her own data. 6 months of counseling. After marriage. Even to say, madam, thank you. And that is why many church members have not experienced certain blessings. But I'm speaking to teach you and teach you so that you will learn how. Because a land which receives rain and forget to give good blessing to the one who has been pouring the rain. And rather you turn and bring thorns and attack the person. That is why we talk about loyalty and disloyalty. That the person who has raised you as a pastor, then you turn against the same person who appointed you as a pastor. And you fight him and you insult him. You go to the internet, you go to the internet, you insult the person. What you don't know that you are bringing thorns. You have brought thorns to the person who's supposed to be a blessing. So you bring curses, you reap curses for that. Oh, I pray that God will save you from this. Hallelujah. What's the time now? Hey, our time is up. It's not true. Number what? Number six, the seed of the word. Say the word. How many are going to allow the word of God? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not on, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper the things where I sent it. So listen, God has made a pledge of himself that wherever I send my word, I send my blessings also. Because my word is a seed. Okay? The seed of what? The seed of what? The word. Isn't it true? The word. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word. Luke 8:11. Now the parable. The seed is what? The word. The more you hear the word of God, the better your life becomes in future. It's a seed. So if you give yourself to coming to church all the time, and hearing the word of God all the time, reading your Bible all the time. I always give this simple, this for everybody. Everybody can take it. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter, you know, Proverbs have 31 chapters. So it's like every day of the date, just find the date. Today date is what? 16. Just read chapter 16 of Proverbs. It's a simple way to advance your life. You will learn so much in life by reading Proverbs. Many things in life, you don't need anybody to coach you. Bible will coach you what to do. What to do. Remember, when Pastor Daniel was giving testimony, he said that my wife always quotes Genesis chapter, Exodus chapter 119. That the Hebrew women, when they are giving birth, they do it fast. They are not like the Egyptians. See, she has taken as a personal prophecy that as long as I am pregnant and I'm a child of God, my delivery will not be like an unbeliever delivery. So the seed of the word was the foundation of her confidence. So why she said the other girl lady was crying, she was praising God. See, that's how life is. When you have challenges of life, whether you cry or you praise, depend upon what word is inside you, guiding you. That seed that you plant is the one that is going to help you to react to challenges of life. So if the seed is not there, when challenges of life come to you, instead of praising God, you'll be crying. What scripture is guiding you in the decision you are taking in life? What scripture? There's no seed. There's no seed in you. Jesus said, the parable of the sower, Jesus said that there's the one that couldn't understand is the one whom, when the seed was sown in his heart, Satan came to take the seed out. Because the seed must stay in you to grow, to bring forth, become a tree, to bring forth the fruit. So when you planted the seed, the Satan came to take the seed out. A farmer who sees he go and plant and the seed are taken out, how can he reap? Because seed in a bed are germinated to bring forth the prosperity, it has been taken away. That is why you can come to church for 20 years if the seed of the word is not in you. Jesus said, abide in me and my word abide in you. And then you can ask anything you need. It shall be done unto you. John 15 verse 7. Abide in you. John 15 verse 7. Abide in me and let my word abide in you. It is the word that you have sown that helps you to meet the challenges of life. And you can solve every problem in your life through the word of God. Every problem. There is nothing that God cannot handle. You know, when we came to this place, we have been struggling to, but I stood in my, we went for a program, and God gave me, I said, there's a place we have secured for you. And I said, yes, thank God. God has secured a land for us. I said, we are not going far away from Ajinga. There is a place God has for us. And today we are here. We didn't know where, but I was standing on the word of God that if it has rain come down from heaven and it causes the ground to bring forth, bring that scripture, Isaiah 55 verse 10. He said, when the rain comes, it causes the ground to bud and to bring forth. And so as I said, even the ground is very dry because the word, something has entered the ground, it causes the ground to bring forth heaven. Is it not true? Maybe I dry, but once rain comes there, it caused something to come out of it. There are a lot of gifts and talent inside you. It is only the word of God that comes like rain to sparkle it out of your life. It sparkles as something. For us, the rain, as means as is a comparative. He's trying to explain something by as an example. As the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not either, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and to bud. There are many riches inside you. It must come out. It must shoot up. But it takes the word of God to come like rain to force that thing to come out of you. So if you don't hear the word of God consistently, something in you cannot come out to bring you the seed that you need as a sower or the bread that you need to as an eater. But that is why this year, you must read your Bible every day. When you were, you didn't read that simple, read your Bible Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Stop there. Stop there. What does it say? If you want to do what? So if you don't want to grow and you want to become poor, don't read your Bible. Don't pray. And that is why you are poor. And that is why you are struggling. Because the thing that's supposed to make you grow, you have stopped interested in it. But from today, the seed of the word is entering into you from today. You will be a desirous person for the word of God. Anybody who likes to read the word of God, you see that your life always goes like this. God said, this is your wisdom. My word is your wisdom. It will guide you, to let strengthen you, to show you what to do. You will discern between this and this just by knowing the word of God. May the seed bring forth something great in your life. The next one we are closing is what? Number what? Number seven, the seed of soul winning. Soul winning. Saving somebody from sin helps to bring forth fruit of righteousness in the person's life. You understand that? Because see, if I'm an armed robber, my sins are plenty and I have not stopped. I'm not going to stop. But when I'm saved, I will no more commit the sin of armed robbery. But rather, something good will come out of my life. Paul was a very bad guy. But when Jesus Christ saved him, the same energy and the same drive that he was using to commit more sins was directed to doing more good things. That is why to save a soul is a seed that brings blessings. That the person that you are saving today can one day become a very important person in the kingdom of God. He will bring forth the fruits of many good things. Paul's salvation brought fruit of many churches. That's what today we are reading about, even Paul. But see, if he had not been saved, I'm sure that maybe if I had not been saved in my youthful age, I would have found myself in something else as a bad guy doing some bad, many, many bad things. Or maybe I would have been dead by now. Are you here? So we are saying the seed of soul winning must be one of your focus this year. That at least you will find somebody and save the person's life from sin and establish him as a church member so that God can use the person and whatever talent in the person for the advancement of his life and the prosperity of the nation. Hallelujah. Amen. How many are going to bring somebody to church on Sunday in fulfillment of as a seed? Make it as a habit of always bringing people to church. It's a seed you are planting. It's a seed you are planting. Saving somebody to come to church, to stop doing something bad. And not before, has something not changed as you are listening to the message of God? But at the same time, if you are not in church, somebody also, something else will be speaking to you to even help you to do more sins. But as you come, you see that you will hear something that will begin to drop on your spirit and your life begin to take a certain turn. Hallelujah. May God use you to bring a seed. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30 say that. Proverbs 11:30. It says what? Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth soul is wise. May you be a wise person. And remember, wisdom brings you riches and prosperity. So the more souls you win, the more prosperous you become. The wiser you become in life. Hallelujah. May God make you wiser this year. Ask, and God give you the anointing to save somebody from destruction. There was a madman of Gadara in Mark chapter 5. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ saved his life, nobody could control him. He was in a cemetery, cutting himself. But when Jesus Christ met him, and he saved his life, the Bible said, and when the people saw him sitting and in his right mind, that means that all along, something was wrong with the mind. That is why he was going about as a madman, going destroying things. And so there are many mad people on earth. They take salvation to bring their mind back to normal. And he said that, and he told Jesus Christ, can I follow you now? Can a madman follow Jesus Christ? No. You see, the madness has been taken away. Now knowledge of Christ has come to you. He said, can I follow you? He suddenly, he's the one who wants to come to church. Somebody who didn't want to come to church. When I restarted the church service, the madness is gone. The madness of going to club, the madness of drinking, the madness of smoking. You are you not a madman? You are mad. What were you doing? And then, a lot. And you didn't know that you were a madman. Until somebody brought you to church. Somebody did a soul winning to establish you. And today look at how you have become normal. You're in your right mind. And you have become, the Bible says, Jesus said, don't follow, just go and tell people of what has happened to you. And the Bible says, he went to Decapolis, 10 cities. Evangelism, and I know I am a madman. Many people that we see as sinners, they are potentially great men in the Lord. That's why it's important for us to look for them, to help bring them. When Zacchaeus joined Jesus Christ, he said, half my property I give to the poor. One person's life that you save can make a significant contribution to the church. Somebody can give, somebody that maybe you will say, may give it, even give us a land to build the church of God. And wouldn't you be happy that through you, the person you brought to church is so blessed and so rich? Maybe some of them are pioneers of this place. The land is there. They don't know each other. But because they don't know Christ, they are misusing their resources. But the day they come to know Christ, they come to serve not only with themselves, but every blessing that they have. And it becomes a blessing to all of us. May God make you a soul winner this year. Plant a seed of a soul. Determine that this year you plant a seed of a soul. And let God make what he can make out of the person's life. The last one we are closing is the seed of planting. I like this first point. Planting. Say planting. Planting. We say we are, as a church, we are planting churches. That is why we are opening branches all over here and there and all kind of things. We are going all over the world to establish churches all over. Bishop has had, God has given vision that 190 countries in the world, we should plant churches there. And we are going to plant churches there.
It's possible.
We had a young guy from Kumasi. That bishop sent him to Mozambique. It was not Asantini Bema, but he just went. It's called Apache. Today he speaks Portuguese like he was born there. There was a guy, and he has established a big church with branches all over. So he went as a seed when we planted the church. Today, the seed has turned into a tree, bringing forth fruits of many Portuguese. There was a pastor, he was working under me at McCarthy Hill. Mr. Sanji, Ernest. It's called Ernest. He's not bishop. He was a dentist. He's a dentist or pharmacist. And he left the church and he went to America. And then God took him to Nicaragua as a seed to plant him there. Today he has a big church. Big church in Nicaragua with Nicaraguans as our church members. If we are not planted the church in Nicaragua, a soul in Nicaragua may be dead by now. God is calling on somebody here. God is about to send you out to the world. Some of you young guys, you can finish university, but God said, I want to send you somewhere. Open yourself for God to use you. You may be, no. When I came here, I was excited because I found myself as a seed sent to here, at Jiringano, to do something than what I've come to meet. God is always looking for people to send. Because there's something in you that you never know until God sends you out. Until God sends you out. Until you plant. That's why some of you are going to plant a new business. Start a new business. And God is going to bless you so much.
Amen.
That you will be surprised that you are looking for a job today. You are rather the money, the chief executive officer of a multinational company. Because there's a gift of God that helps you to plant. Paul said that I have planted. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6, I have planted. That is Paul's anointing. He went about planting churches. It's like if he was a businessman, he was starting branches upon branches. Some of you, even your companies are too localized in Accra. Even if in you're in that small community. But you see, until there's a more planting of your business all over, because your customers are not restricted to only where you live. Some of them are far away. But you need their money to make you richer. So God is giving you the wisdom of planting things. I said planting things. And God is going to anoint you to be a planter of new things. And that's why, remember that we said seed time and harvest. Start planting something today. You'll be surprised that in the next 5 years' time, 10 years' time, 20 years' time, that small business that you planted, tabletop business that you started, it has turned into a multi-mega shop. Receive that anointing to become a planter. Say, I'm going to be a planter. Say, I'm going to be a planter. Many of us, we are afraid to start something new. But God is going to give you his spirit. He is the Lord who starts things. Bishop Doug is the one who starts things. He's not afraid to start because there's an anointing to start. And God is giving that anointing unto you. Receive the spirit of being a planter. I say, receive the anointing to be a planter. Hallelujah. Because we are expecting you to prosper and become great and rich. That we can say that when you join this place, you were nothing. But today, through the principle of seed time and the harvest, after planting for many years, the harvest is coming. Some of you at the age of 22, 23, start your business. By the time you are 50 years, you'll be a multi-billionaire. Let me end with this story. There were two Nigerian guys who, I don't know what business they did, but they struck some lucky thing and the money came in. One used his money to go and buy the best of Benz in town and start driving. And you see, the Bible said that a carnal-minded person, instead of spiritual, he was carnal. So he invested the money in car so that the girls in town can see that, yeah, this guy is dusted. So when he call you, you will come. And you come and do what? He eat you one and that is it. He spend the money. It's not true. Because they're self. And then the other guy invested the money in a bank. Today, I think Zenith Bank. That is Zenith Bank. Zenith Bank. It spread all over Africa. The man, that seed he sown of his pleasure, instead of pleasure, he sowed it into business. He planted a small business. And today that business has grown. Because the principle of seed, tire, and harvest, after many years, he can buy 100 times the car that his friend bought and still have more to live on. Because when the tree is there, you only eat the fruit and another fruit keep coming. I see you becoming a person who has fruits. Fruits. That's why we learn how to plant today so that as you are growing, the tree is growing along with you. The business is growing along with you. Whatever you planted will start growing along with you. By the time you get to say Jack Robinson, you started reaping your fruits. May the Lord bless you and prosper you. That through these teachings, you are going to see practical, supernatural, divine blessings. That when you sow, you shall reap. In any area that you need to sow good seed, sow that good seed. And believe God, that God is faithful. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. May everything you reap add more value to you. Not a curse to reduce you. The Lord bless us all. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Lift up your hands. Pray to God and say, Lord, whatever that I heard, whatever you spoke to me today, it's not the voice of a man that I've heard. I've heard your voice. Help me to live my life of this principle. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. What am I sowing today? And what do I expect to reap tomorrow? Oh, Lord, help me. Everybody, lift up your voice and pray. Everyone. Pray, everybody pray, 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 pray down. So anything you sow, may God bring you fruits of good blessing. Learn how to sow, seed time and harvest. Pray, everybody pray. Father, we thank you. and bless you for today. Holy Spirit, thank you. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, lift up your hands and say, Father, I thank you for today, for your word. Let me live with this understanding. Seed time and harvest. Anything that I'm doing, help me to know there is a fruit of harvest waiting for me ahead of time. So let me sow good seeds so that I can reap good fruits out of it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to me. In Jesus' name.
I believe you were blessed by the message. Do visit us this and every Sunday at AG Hotel and Suites at Jeringame at 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. God bless you.